The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Dan Prof Show. I am not Dan Prof. I am Scott Shelody. I am otherwise known as Scott the Cow Guy. I think my Twitter's at the Cow Guy or at Scott the Cow Guy. But you'll find me if you just Google it. It'll come up someplace. But yeah, I'm sitting in for Dan. Dan's on assignment somewhere secret and digging up some great information. But I'm on. I do the rounds on the financial news networks talking about the economy and public policy and markets and how public policy may or may not affect the markets. And that's how I get to sit in on the show every now and again, and I absolutely love it. So the first thing I'm going to say is thank you for your time and listening to my diatribes and all the great guests that we've had on today, because they're all much more intelligent than I am. I'm just kind of like the guy that says, table for two, I'll seat you over here by the window. Sure, what would you like to drink? That's what I do, right? I'm the guy that kind of tries to keep it all flowing. But it was fantastic to be on. And I've talked about we've talked to some guys and some material that can be a little bit of a downer, maybe. All needs to be talked about. But I would also like to kind of leave it on an up note. I mean, we've got such an amazing opportunity. There are so many amazing, great people that we've got in the country. As one of the guests had mentioned about DeSantis, he could be somebody that could take up the mantle. And again, that's a very true business axiom. You don't want to be the first. You don't want to be the first guy there. You want to be the second and third guy there, right? You want to be the settler. You don't want to be blazing the trail because those guys end up hurt. And that's probably what happened, most definitely what happened to Donald Trump. And now we've got some people that can come in behind him and really take up the reins. And we'll see how Trump reacts now that he's through this last impeachment. And again, what I don't like about all this is, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion that he was not going to be impeached. But you know what? They wanted to be vindictive. And, America can take a lot, right? We can handle a bully a little bit. We can handle, a baby throwing their toys out of the pram, but one thing we don't handle very well is people that are vindictive and just mean. And I think that a large part of this was just vindictive and just mean. They just don't like the guy. And that's the problem when you just don't like something. And I've said this earlier in the show, is that you have to be very careful about what you vote for, because you want to vote for something. You don't want to vote against something, because when you vote against something, you don't know what you're getting in return for voting against. And I think that that's where we find ourselves here today. In my business, again, I've said it before, if you don't like what I do, that's great. Come to me, tell me what you don't like, and tell me how you think you can fix it. Give me the solution. Just don't be saying no to everything, right? You ask your wife where you want to go to dinner, and you give her seven things, and she says no to all of them. Well, how about you tell me where you'd like to go this time? And I think that's what we need more of. And so instead of saying no to everything and being the politics of no and voting against, let's start voting for something, right? Let's start voting for something. So come to the table with where you want to go to dinner, and come to the table with where you know that you have the solution to the problem. And I think that's going to make it a much more palatable place to live and get some quality things done, because we have some things that definitely need to be getting done. So been a pleasure to be on with you today. Have a great rest of the week, and good luck.
This is the Dan Prof Show.